Galnet News Digest, 28th of June 3304. We read the Royal Wedding News, so you don't have to. In part two of our series of Cut Out and Keep Wedding Specials, Galaxy goes nutty for the nuptials of the Blue Rinse Princess. Aisling's heartbreak struggle with madness. And in other news, Interpol top sleuth goes kaboom. Galaxy goes nutty for the nuptials of the Blue Rinse Princess. There's a buzz of excitement in the Galaxy this week following the unexpected announcement that Princess Aisling is to marry a federal ambassador. And not everyone seems to think it's a good idea. Ambassador Jordan Rochester's mother, Congressman Isolde Rochester, came down firmly in the pro camp, viewing her son's marriage as a good thing, and looking forward to the closer bonds between Empire and Federation, now that her son is getting hitched. Senator Caspian Leopold, a close and very special friend of the People's Princess, called them a charming and affectionate couple, and wished them all the happiness in the galaxy. He's probably hoping for a threesome. A brief and formal congratulatory note has been sent out by the Imperial Palace, but neither Emperor Orisa nor President Hudson have made any comment, amidst rumours that neither government was consulted about the marriage, and that the Emperor is not amused. Senator Zermina Torval has been less restrained. She describes Aisling's plan as dangerous and attention-seeking, stating that while some may choose to tolerate the princess's romantic dalliances, marrying a federal official is beyond the pale and cannot on any account be tolerated. Just what Senator Torval intends to do about it is unclear, but it sounds like Aisling had better keep her eyes open. The office of Prime Minister Mahon, while less openly hostile, was equally sceptical, wishing the happy couple the best of luck and wondering just how likely it is that the marriage will actually take place. Cheers, guys. Aisling's heartbreak struggle with madness. Who is Aisling Duval? Why isn't she the Emperor? Is her father really a nutter? Is she really a princess? Why does it matter if she marries a filthy fed? Is her hair really a wig? Here are the answers to all those questions you've been asking. Aisling Duval, the 28-year-old People's Princess from Semies, is the granddaughter of former Emperor Hengist Duval, and was second in line to the throne in a terrible reversal of fortune. Her father, Harold, who was something of a playboy, was declared not of sound mind by Emperor Hengist in December 3300. Hengist was reported to have questioned the ability of Prince Harold to find his bottom with both hands. Aisling herself described her father as a kind, gentle and thoughtful partygoer, and described Hengist's hatred for her father, Harold the Halfwit, as spiteful. And indeed, Hengist appears to have done everything he could to make sure that Harold, and consequently Aisling, lost their right to inherit the imperial throne. And after Hengist's death in August 3301, it was Aisling's aunt Orisa, an illegitimate daughter of Hengist, who was pronounced emperor. Aisling has thrown herself into challenging the old ways of the empire, standing up against drug use and founding an anti-slavery coalition, now part of the Unchain campaigning group. Technically a prince, as the empire no longer has a formal rank of princess, Aisling, working from her Cubio headquarters, has become a powerful political force within the empire. Aisling's hair is not believed to be naturally blue, but neither is there any evidence, other than Senator Loren's much-quoted outburst, that she wears a wig. Why does it matter if she marries a federal official? there's a potential for stronger bonds between Empire and Federation. But, as someone with a claim to the Imperial throne, there is a real possibility that Aisling may be planning using Federal armaments to execute a military coup and seize power. Civil war within the Empire could set the Empire up as a vassal state to the Federation, or at the very least weaken it critically, at a time when humanity needs to stand united in the face of the alien threat. Still, they make a lovely couple, don't they? Interpol top sleuth goes kaboom. In a daring move, the intriguing criminal organisation, known as the League of Reparation, has murdered a key Interpol leader. Last week it was Interpol that laid an ambush for the League, successfully apprehending a number of assassins. This week, the League returned the favour, laying a false trail to an abandoned factory on Turner's World in Alioth. When Chief Inspector Kay Kilbride of the Alliance Interpol led her team in to investigate, a massive explosion demolished the building, Chief Inspector Kilbride, and four of her Alliance colleagues. Seven other sleuths were badly injured. The Alliance Interpol has pledged to continue working with Imperial and Federation police organisations to track down the mysterious nexus that controls the League, and has appointed Deputy Inspector Mara Klatt to fill Chief Inspector Kilbride's presumably rather tattered shoes. And that's this week's Royal Wedding Galnet News. Galnet News. We read the news so you don't have to.